This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I was just thinking about, top of the hour news break, those of you watching on YouTube, we have some fun with some drive-by comedy, and the comedian was talking about of marriage stuff. And one of the things he was talking about, of course, guys like to eat cereal, right? He says, I eat cereal in the morning, I eat cereal at night, and he eats the life cereal, which is what he said. He says, and there's a reason behind it, because when he dies, he says, I want them to say at my funeral, he had a lot of life in him, right? That kind of thing. And he said that was probably the stupidest joke he ever wrote. But this hour, it relates to something, because we've got a first-time guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show in a little while, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And he's got an Eat to Live retreat, and I guarantee you there will be no life cereal at that retreat. We'll talk about it. He's also the author of The End of Heart Disease. That is coming up. But first and foremost, we've got to talk about the germ theory a little bit more, right? We talked in the last hour about the Catholic Church, diocese, and a couple of places saying, stop touching each other. You're spreading the flu. That's not good. But I wanted to bring it back to the idea of the germ theory being a bogus theory. Granted, if you are going to dive into a vat of Ebola, it doesn't bode well for you. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about how do you maintain your health. Is it about simply avoiding exposure? Or is it about being so strong and vital and healthy that occasionally you're going to walk through walls of this stuff and you're going to be, I'm fine. And even if you temporarily succumb, your body's immune system is going to respond appropriately. So we're not going to target the germs for termination because that targets our cells for termination. Remember, we have more bacteria in our body than we have cells, mammalian cells, as they call them. So the germ theory is a bogus theory. It's a death cult, and it gave rise to what? Antibiotics, vaccinations, toxic treatments to suppress any and all symptoms that are your body's signals or communications to you to say, hey, you're doing it wrong. You're feeding me the wrong stuff. And your doctor goes, well, pay no attention to that symptom. We'll just knock it right out like your auto mechanic pulling the light bulb behind your dashboard that said check engine. Did we check the engine? No, we pulled the light bulb. That's the equivalent of putting a drug on, except it's worse. You're probably throwing some sand in the engine when you go to a doctor because of the drugs that they put you on. How about food being your medicine? What about that? That's what we talk about here. How about tissues? Through everything's now delivered by drone. I don't know if these things are delivered by drone, but here's the latest story that will gross you out. This is about, I don't know if Amazon's in on this one, Super Don, but do you want to order your tissues online and have them delivered to you very quickly? But the tissues, instead of being, in an unopened box, they're filled with snot. Not kidding. From someone who had a cold. Right? I blow my, if I have a cold, it's been a long time. But, if you have snot, you blow your nose into the thing. You're like, okay, let's throw that away. And they're like, somebody is now marketing used snot rags. And they're selling them for, what, $80 a tissue? They'll send them to you?
$80.
Wow. People will buy anything.
This is one of the more bizarre stories I've seen, and people who are familiar with this show would go, you're really going to lead off with this? This sounds like something you would end the show on, you know, so the light would be funny.
It's a Super Don special, yeah.
But I thought it was kind of interesting. In addition to being bizarre, I think it reminds me of some of the conversations we've had on this show about, like, taking your kid to a chicken pox party or something, right?
Oh, okay.
You would do that on purpose. Why? Because you want your kid to be exposed and to develop natural immunity to the chickenpox. And in this case, you spend $80, and UPS shows up, and they give you this really neat-looking white box. It looks like, you know, like the latest iPhone would come in.
Wow.
And you open it up, and inside is a Petri dish with a tissue that a sick person sneezed into. And the idea here is they want you to feel empowered, basically, that you are going to get sick with a cold on your own terms, right?
Okay, all right. So that's the idea. You get somebody's used snot rag, you shove it up your nose with the hopes that you're going to get sick. Now, this is a cold is considered a viral disease, or it's a viral infection. We don't know about viruses. I'm telling you, we'll look back one day on viruses and say, we got it all wrong about these things. But the idea of vaccination is to elicit an immune response to artificially induce an antibody so that you're immune. But we recognize that, well, they say there are over 200 cold viruses and they can't develop a vaccine for the cold because there's too many. I'm like, why don't they use that logic for their flu vaccines? There's too many flu viruses. It's nonsense. You can succumb to any number of flu or cold viruses, even if you have the antibodies for it, depending on the functionality of your immune system. If it's exhausted, if your liver is congested, if you're deficient in selenium, if your probiotic colonies, your microbiome has been decimated by fluorinated water, much less antibiotics, it doesn't matter if you have the antibodies to it. So the idea of taking somebody's used snot rag, I agree, it's kind of gross. I would use homeopathic forms, homeoprophylaxis personally. You can take those viruses and convert them into a homeopathic form for sensitization, but still, it does not preclude the need to restore the function to your entire immune system. The microbiome, outside your body, inside your body, in your nose, in your mouth, there's a microbiome everywhere. Stop destroying it with synthetic chemicals, with toxic chemicals. And, John, do we have our guest this hour ready to go here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. This is great. First-time guest. I want to welcome him to the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's a great guy. I've been reading about him for years. He's a good friend of my buddy Paul Barrettiero, and he knows about molecular hydrogen. Everybody, please welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time, hopefully not the last, Dr. Joel Fuhrman. And the crowd goes wild. Dr. Fuhrman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How are you?
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for the rousing welcome.
Yes, yes. You know, listen, I know we're going to talk about the end of heart disease, your book. You've got many books. Also, the Eat to Live retreat, which, gosh, I think everybody should go to. But we were just talking about the germ theory. You know, everybody, cold, flu season, avoid the germ, take a shot. What about your immune system? Where is it in modern medicine and medical school they teach you how to build the immune system as opposed to artificially induce antibodies as the holy grail?
Right. Well, the medical system is very barbaric. I mean, we're just looking at trying to sweep everything under the rug. If you have high blood pressure, take a medication so you don't see the blood vessels are diseased. If you have, you know, diabetes, take something to lower your blood sugar while you continue to blow out your pancreas. And it's all just, and your insulin resistance gets worse. And with regard to what you're saying with immune system, I actually have a book called Superimmunity, and saying that we can, you know, that our immune system is based on taking in thousands of different nutrients from natural plants and such that are not even half been discovered yet, and our body is already disease-proof. In other words, cancer never occurred in prior generations, you know, more than 10,000 years ago. Matter of fact, the first cancers recorded in the medical literature in any substantial amount at all were scrotal cancers found in chimney sweeps in the 1700s. The point I'm making right now is there are populations that don't suffer like we suffer in the modern world, and now we have our population eating 2% of calories from vegetables, just 2%, and 65% of calories from processed foods that do not contain any significant load of micronutrients and phytochemicals. And the theory that ties aging and chronic disease together is something that's accepted by all scientists. And it's the oxidation theory. The unifying cause of aging and immunity is that we build up free radicals and advanced glycation end products, and they make us sick and age us prematurely, and our blood vessels and our cells become sick.
Dr. Furman,
we develop these illnesses that are don't have to happen. You know?
I gotta ask you. I mean, you're new to this show, and my audience maybe they do know about you, but how did you graduate from medical school with that level of knowledge? You're way smarter than what they're teaching there.
You know, I went to medical school with a specific intent, and I graduated in 1988 from medical school. But back in the 80s, I decided to go to medical school with the intent of being a physician specializing in nutrition and natural methods that could help people get well. I always knew there'd be a growing niche of people that didn't want to be drugged and poisoned into feeling better. Because it doesn't make sense. You build up poisons, your body's nutritionally deficient and toxic, and then you go to a doctor and he takes a carcinogenic and toxic medication and gives that to you and expects to achieve good health. It can't happen. And just like people think they can get away with eating candy and donuts and pizza and bacon, and they can put any kind of garbage in their body and not pay a price for it, and you pay a price. It just happens down the road.
Evidence of a level of immaturity of medical man, that they would not, you know, acknowledge the responsibility we have to put things in our body that are nourishing to our body versus things that destroy it?
What you just said reminds me of my daughter when she was 4 years old, because she went to a boot camp for kids, and she said, "Don't these parents love their children?" I said, "What do you mean? Of course they love their children." She said, "They're all feeding them like cheese doodles and candy, and they don't know that it hurts their body." And I said, "Yeah, but they don't know what we know, because they don't know that what you eat makes who you are, makes your body and controls your future health destiny." And she said, "How could they be so stupid? You know, when they were little kids, my children could never figure out how parents would hurt their own kids with this stuff." But I think we create like a cognitive dissonance where we don't even want to think about it because everybody else is doing it. And the medical profession evolved to just give people remedies. We all have this remedy mentality. You get sick, you take a remedy, instead of looking at the cause and trying to earn back good health through healthful living, you know?
Beautifully said. I love it that you've raised your children with that level of awareness, as have I. And, you know, they were reading labels at their friends' houses long before, you know, I could even, you know, intervene and say, "Oh, don't give them that." My daughter would say, "Is that organic? Let me read the label." So, yeah, it's crazy, though. But the mass medication and the mass indoctrination, it is brainwashing of the public to have us believe that what we eat doesn't matter. And the fact, if you point out that it does matter, they're greatly offended. It's like you've talked bad of their religion if you talk about how they're eating.
You know, that's absolutely true. The ones who are most protective of their kids' desire to bring donuts and ice cream, you know, and cupcakes to the birthday parties at school are the food-addicted parents, the food-addicted mothers. And what you're getting at, which is what I speak about all the time.
Oh, hold on. That's our clue. It's what we call a cliffhanger. What we're getting at with Dr. Joel Furman. Next, we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll talk about the end of heart disease as well as his Eat to Live retreat coming up that y'all will want to be there. I know I would want to be there. We'll be back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestEDpill.com. That's THEBestEDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They'll take you to Dr. Furman's website, drfuhrman.com. Dr. Joel Furman, our guest this hour. And, again, good friend of my best buddy, Paul Bertero. He knows about the Echo Water, molecular hydrogen, and the benefits. We may talk about that. Might be something that you can take advantage of if you go to his Eat to Live retreat, which we'll find out about in a little while. But, Dr. Furman, you were about heading to a direction. We kind of cliffhangered it, talking about the distinctions, the paradigms, the differences in healing protocols, views of the world.
Right. I was saying, it leads us to this concept that when you eat the foods Americans eat, especially the processed foods that don't have antioxidants and phytochemicals in them, and we build up free radicals and advanced glycation end products, we become addicted to those foods. It signals dopamine release in the brain. We develop dopamine insensitivity, and we need to be stimulated just to feel okay. So we develop impulsive eating, instant gratification eating, chronic neuroinflammation, decreased neuroplasticity. What I'm saying right now, I'm saying a lot of things, but people can't control the behaviors anymore because these calories rush into the bloodstream so rapidly and their dietary apostats get so overly stimulated that they chronically have to keep putting in excess calories and eating concentrated foods and addicted to sweets and people, and it controls your thinking because now you're living to feed the monster within you who's got to be fed, has got to be gratified. And by the way, eating processed foods, fast food, and commercial baked goods leads to major depression. And today we have 1 in 5 Americans being mentally ill, where 100 years ago it was 1 in 100 Americans were mentally ill. And you can't separate the obesity epidemic, the diabetic epidemic, and this epidemic of depression and mental illness because those diseases all run together. But what I'm saying right now is that this addictive behavior that develops from the American diet, people can't think logically and scientifically. It's like you see the mothers wanting to feed their kids cupcakes.
Yeah,
Their behavior is driven by their need for stimulation from food.
You've hit it well to taking it to the level of logic, because we have logic deficiency syndromes, right? People can no longer use logic, and there's such emotionalism, you know, in response to talking diet, or even talking to a lot in the medical community about the whole vaccination context of injecting these things that you wouldn't eat into the bloodstream or lymphatic, whatever, and you're like, you can't even discuss that. It's like, where is logic? Isn't that the root of science, much less decision-making? And so it must be a little bit frustrating over the years, Dr. Furman, coming out of medical school and seeing the programming that took place, and unlearning things, but also trying to help your fellow colleagues. Or did you give up and said, yeah, I don't even talk to doctors, they won't listen to me?
You know, that's a really tough question. I do get a lot of referrals from doctors, and there is a growing number of physicians who are getting certified through the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, are more involved with people eating right and taking better care of their health. I can't say there hasn't been tremendous progress, but it's still, you know, a tremendous road or a tremendous hurdle to overcome. You know, because we have this distorted dietary exposure. Our whole population is overweight and food addicted. And like you said, you just said a few minutes ago, using vaccines as an example, nobody really wants to sit down and look at the data, the studies that have been done, the studies that haven't been done, what we know, what we don't know, what are the potential risks. It's just swept under the rug. And if you even discuss it, you're looked at with some degree of, you know, social outcast, because you're not going along with the way everybody else is thinking. You have to join the bandwagon or be ostracized and pushed out. It's like some strange, it's like a religion that if you're not following along these religious constructs, you're no longer welcome there. You know what I mean? So it is very strange.
I've called it medical collectivism. This idea that we are not individuals, and of course the vaccine paradigm is rooted in collectivism. It's like the good of the herd mentality, much less what they call herd immunity, which I haven't seen the peer-reviewed article that says vaccines induce it. But the idea that you're not an individual, or you're willing to sacrifice the individual. I've said it this way, you don't get sick as a herd, you get sick as an individual. You don't get well as a herd, you get well as an individual. It is something that is lost, because it's like a communism has taken over modern medicine in this way, in the way they think.
That's a good analogy. I like that. I like that analogy. And you know what I'm here to talk about today, this idea that everybody's taking blood, and everybody over 60 is taking blood pressure medications and cholesterol-lowering drugs, and half of them are taking diabetic medications as well, as if that those things are going to extend their lifespan. You know, and they're not told these drugs are carcinogenic, and these calcium channel blockers double your risk of death of breast cancer after 10 years of use. And they're not given an option to get well. And that's really my career has developed, to give people the opportunity to get to not just lose their excess weight, but to get rid of their diabetes, become non-diabetic, to get rid of their lupus, get rid of their psoriasis, get rid of their shoulder syndromes, to get their blood pressure back, to get well again.
Here we are.
Patients away, you know?
With Dr. Joel Furman, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, with each and every one of you aligned in principle and spirit with our mission here. More with Dr. Furman after this break. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Is President Trump willing to further negotiate with Democrats over reopening the government? After the president's public message yesterday offering more temporary protection for certain people in the country illegally, Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace asked Vice President Mike Pence if there can be more changes in the president's plan.
The American people want us to work together to resolve these issues.
When you say work together, does that mean that you're willing to negotiate from what the president said, or is that the final offer?
The legislative process is a negotiation.
Trump has said he won't back down from his insistence on funding for a wall. A major winter storm continues to create travel nightmares and a risk of power outages in the northeastern United States, with an ice storm across southern New England and feet of snow to the north. AccuWeather reports the storm will not last more than 18 to 24 hours anywhere, but it is hitting hard and fast. The storm will progress quickly from west to east across the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't know about you, but I can tell Dr. Furman's got the heart of a healer. He gets it, taking responsibility and teaching people how to heal is the true origin. I've said this for many years. The word physician or doctor is not give me all your money and I'll give you a drug. It's about teaching people to live differently, to not need the things that have become part and parcel to allopathic medical practice, which is basically a glorified licensed pill, prescribers. So I'm not exaggerating. It's not about trashing and bashing. It's just about, hey, let's step back and factually look at what medicine has become. So you're the anomaly, Dr. Furman, although I know and I acknowledge that there are more doctors moving this direction, not a moment too soon, of course, but I'm grateful that you're out there putting the word out, writing about it, and then again hosting retreats as well. So welcome again to the show.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I do think that we've gone in the wrong direction, but there are so many people out there, hundreds of thousands of people, who don't want to be overweight and sickly. They don't want to have headaches every day. They don't want to be taking inhalers for asthma. And they realize that, but nobody's telling them that they could get well. Nobody's giving them hope, and nobody's telling them you don't have to have lupus and have a kidney transplant and then go on dialysis. You can get well through nutritional excellence. But nobody's telling them that. And that's been my fight for the last 30 years, is that not that these diseases are not only you can prevent them through nutritional excellence, mm-hmm. but nutrition is 100 times more effective than medications, and people could reverse these illnesses. And, you know, so I've written 12 books about that. I've got, you know, 6 New York Times best-selling books. But, and the other thing is that some people can't do it on their own. They need help. They need guidance. And yet, you know, some of the medications have to be weaned off gingerly, which is my expertise of when to stop the medications, how to cut back on them slowly, how to not get people in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, because food and what they've been doing and what they think they should do and what they like and are addicted to is so powerful, it makes it so difficult for them to make that change. So I put together this beautiful facility where people come and stay with me and be under my own care directly and my fantastic staff and chefs and show them that they can do this, that healthy food can taste great. It only takes a certain amount of weeks, like 6 to 8 weeks, to retrain your taste buds, and you can learn these great tasting recipes, and you can see your health be miraculously transformed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I treat these illnesses like a person who's a cocaine addict. They go away to a place for, you know, for 10 to 12 weeks because it takes a while so you don't crave cocaine anymore.
Right.
And for me, I see that so many obese and sickly diabetics, they know they should lose weight. They know they can't control their eating. They know they're eating poorly and they're feeling like crap, but they can't control it. But if they put them in a safe facility when you have the right kind of skilled people, giving them the psychological counseling, you know, dealing with the emotional eating issues, and what we're saying, too, is the soil and the water makes a huge difference. When we start to flood their body with nutrients, mm-hmm. it shuts down their appetite. They get in control of their eating behaviors, and they start to like healthy foods more. They're not craving the overly, we call them frankenfoods, that they've been addicted to.
Right.
And I can really aid people in the ability to now make a permanent change when they leave. Because you know how people go to these, like, health retreats for a week or two, and they lose some weight, they eat sprouts, they feel better, but they go home and they just go gain it all back again. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
What good is that?
You have to have the person to alter
develop
their lifestyle.
The skills to, yeah. you know, to develop the skills to continue it.
Well, we talked off the air a couple of days ago prepping for this, and you know, your knowledge not just about the physical body, you were talking about rehabilitating the soils on which food is grown. And you know, how critical, because if the soil doesn't contain it, it's not going to be in the food. So you eat it, you're going to still be deficient. Again, we go back to organic, non-GMO, really these concepts of where were we getting minerals before? It was food. And now, of course, they're treating us as if we have deficiencies of drugs and drug molecules, which there's never in the history of mankind ever been a time like that we're living today.
Absolutely. No, it's so crazy that nobody's doing this. You know, they call it regenerative agriculture to a degree, but, you know, I think build these soils there, and I build the soil with, you know, with gold earthworm castings, bat guano, you know what that is, and, mm-hmm. and crushed mineral rock and peat and compost made from jungle and forest compost, mixing, you know, all natural stuff. So I don't even need any commercial fertilizers in the soil because the soil is so rich with organic matter. It's teeming with microbiome, with the beneficial insects, and the food just explodes out of the ground. You know, one week I didn't close the fence all the way, and the rabbits came in and ate a lot of stuff, but within 2 weeks it all grew back. It's like amazing how fast it grows and how fast the fruit trees bear fruit, too, because the soil is so rich. But the point is that I see a huge difference when the soil is right, the people get over their food addictions and they heal faster. And like you were saying earlier, with the hydrogen water, you absorb more of the nutrients that you're getting from your food, but everything works synergistically. But you, so you, like, when you have the best raw material to go into your body, it just has a miraculous effect in people feeling better, breathing better, and everybody claims it affects their mental clarity. The fog lifts from their brain. They can make better choices. They can deal with their stresses better. They can be more creative. So that our brain is like a big, giant bag of fat, like a big bowl of fat, and it oxidizes, and it gets rancid when it doesn't get exposed to the right antioxidants and phytochemicals.
Isn't,
you know,
that,
and it controls
Dr. Furman,
your thinking and behavior when you don't get the right nutrients in.
The irony is, you talk about the fat in the brain. You know, I've called statin drugs, this nonsense idea of lowering cholesterol to help people, which is, you know, heart disease is not caused by cholesterol. But these are the gateway drugs to guaranteed Alzheimer's and dementia. I mean, they're destroying the very fabric of the brain and nervous system with these drugs.
Right. And they, you know, and they, so, and we give diabetics drugs that, like insulin and, of course, sulfonylureas and statins that make them gain weight, make them too fatigued to exercise, make them more diabetic and more needy of more drugs. And, you know, the Accord study was stopped because the people got better medical care, more drugs, were dying off at a faster rate. The government had to pull and stop it and say it's better not to go to doctors and not to take drugs to control your sugars. Not that higher sugars are better. It's just adding the drugs to your higher sugar to lower them is not a benefit. Sure, we got to change our diet and lose weight to lower our sugars, but taking all this toxic stuff, it's like people, you know, I always say to people when I say, who do you believe and why believe what I say? Why don't you believe what the other guy tells you? How do you know? You know, and I say because we give more credence to studies that look at hard endpoints like death or heart attacks or strokes or cancer, not studies that follow people for a week or for 2 years or a year or two. We got to look at large numbers of people, studies that go for decades following people looking at hard endpoints. We do that. We always see the same thing, that our body, you know, it has a huge need for these protective phytochemicals and antioxidants. And you can't get by on the diet style, the SAD diet. I say, tell people it's designed by Al-Qaeda to kill us. You can't eat like other Americans are eating.
Right.
You've
got to
eat high quality food. And as you eat the high quality food, that's what makes you control your appetite. Because, you know, number one, your hypothalamus is shut off by butyrate and certain fatty acids that decompose, that are formed by the beneficial bacteria in the gut, number one. And number two, when you have an overload of toxicity through free radicals and advanced glycation end products, when you try not to eat and overstimulate the body, in other words, while you're not digesting food, that's when detoxification is enhanced in the non-feeding and non-digesting state. So the minute people stop not digesting, they're going to feel shaky and weak and fatigued and have to keep putting food in their mouth. But the minute you start to give the body enough nutrients, they don't feel like eating in the catabolic phase of the digestive cycle. They're just okay when they're not when they're living off of what they already ate. They don't have to keep putting food in their mouth all day long. So there's an interactive web here going on between the nutrients you put in your body and how your brain works, how many calories you desire to eat, and what foods you choose to eat are affected by it. It's all interrelated, and we can stop this cycle and get people back to enjoying the flavor of natural foods, learning the recipes, losing weight effortlessly, and realizing their emotional addictions, emotional overeating, and their physical feelings that make them overeat food are intertwined and they can be fixed.
Dr. Furman, I have a sense that you might have a passion for this topic just a little bit. I mean, I pulled one ripcord or whatever and like, dude, we could be on for 48 hours straight. You're not going to run out of things to talk about with you, which is great. Now, practicality, you talk about sometimes people need help. They need guidance. I'm always invested in trying to awaken that inner doctor for anybody. You know, patient, heal thyself, doctor, heal thyself. You know, the power to heal being yours, recognizing that it comes from a source far higher than government or any doctor. But those doctors who are legitimate, in my eyes, are those that teach people that that power to heal is theirs, and this is how to do it. Walk them through it. Your Eat to Live retreat, I'm reading about it, and I'm going, dude, I would just go there just for the most amazing meals, much less everything else we're going to learn. You're doing all organic. You've got a lot of things that are growing right there on the property. And how often do these retreats occur for people that say, you know what, I might want to plan to be at one of these things?
Three 365 days a year. In other words, I probably close down 1 week a year, you know, for people to take vacations and such. But I'm really encouraging people to come there for long term. If they're overweight, diabetic, on medications for lowering their blood pressure, you know, or they have a medical condition, I want to, like, be able to really evaluate them, customize the program for them, make sure they're losing weight appropriately and they're learning there. And they leave there with the tools, you know. They leave there with the, you know, not only psychotherapy that they've gotten, but they need there knowing what recipes they've learned that they love the taste of. They know how to make the recipes. They know how to shop for them. They know they can structure the skeleton of their diet. They know how much to eat. In other words, we've got them trained to know what they do when they leave there, how to keep it and bring it and continue the process. Give me an example. Nicole was a person who came in. She weighed about 350 pounds. And, of course, she was diabetic and had other conditions like frequent sinus infections. But she lost 50 pounds when she was there the first 8 weeks. She lost 25 pounds each month. So she left. She was 50 pounds down when we let her go, and that was after 8 weeks. And then that year that after she left us, she lost another 150 pounds. So she lost 200 pounds in that year, last year, of course. But she said there's no way she would have been able to do that had she not stayed 8 weeks in the retreat. Because it really, so even though people come and stay a few weeks, if you really have a medical problem you're dealing with and you're sick and you've had trouble and you're still sick, well, if you're still sick and still overweight and you still have a high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, or something like that, then obviously what you've been able to do on your own wasn't working for you, and what you're eating and the drugs you're taking and the care you're getting and the, what you is not going to work. So you need the guidance, because what I'm saying, unless you've gotten well, and I tell people, unless you're losing a pound every 3 days, that's at least a kilogram a week, then you're not doing the right thing. If you're overweight, because your fat cells are lipotoxic. They create angiogenesis promoters. They secrete estrogen. They increase risk of cancer. There's no such thing as an overweight, healthy person.
Dr. Furman, I apologize because we've run out of time, believe it or not. That's radio.
Yeah.
But for a first foray into what you're doing, the Eat to Live retreat, that's what I wanted people to know about, because some people, as I agree, do need that assistance, that guidance, especially those in the worst of shape. So I'm grateful for you dedicating your life to help others in this way. And I would love to have you back on, talk about it, maybe broadcast live from the retreat one day. That would be fun.
Fantastic. Sounds like a great idea.
All right. That's Dr. Joel Furman. We'll be right back.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we know we are heard around the world. Around the world, Super Don, because there are some people listening and watching. They're exclaiming that they already are seeing the Super Wolf Blood Moon Eclipse thingy, right, wherever they are. That means they're on the other side of the planet from us. Yeah.
They must be. Because, yes, tonight there's a Super Blood Wolf Chicken chimpanzee moon tonight.
Will there be a special flu dedicated to it? What's going to happen?
Flu, yes, the moon flu is what will be passed
the
around.
The cow flew over the moon.
So please sneeze into a tissue and send it to us.
Right. So the curtain is rising tonight, but those of you who are already night, you may be seeing this as we're live here on the air.
So we've got, I don't know all the details, but other than the fact that it's a supermoon, which is when the moon is the closest to the Earth, so it's very big and bright, and a lunar eclipse at the same time. So I don't know what happens as a result of that. I don't know if we've got, dogs and cats will be sleeping together.
Right.
Maybe the shutdown will end as a result.
Well,
I don't know.
The thing is, there are people that are real sensitive to this and say that's going to trigger, global communication or stop it. I don't know those things. I mean, yes. I get it. There's forces, invisible electromagnetic forces all around us that impact us. So if you have insight into that, let us know what we can expect,
I'm looking at a chart right now, mm-hmm. and I just found this. I'll throw this into the show notes after the fact. But apparently the partial eclipse, you can actually see it starting at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. So if you do the math on that, 8:30 Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, the total eclipse will begin at 8:41 Pacific time. So again, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So get out there from the football, watch this total eclipse of the moon, and do a little barking and howling like Ozzy Osbourne if you can while you're out there, just for fun. Okay, well, that's it. That's our inconsequential visit to the lunar eclipse. I'm sure it means something more than we know, but we're just a bunch of guys, a couple of guys on radio, right? So, hey, good news about the movie Vax. There's a sequel, apparently. Polly Tommy and Jonathan Tommy, Tommy Burroughs Productions, Vax 2, The People's Truth, going to be released this year. I know Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is helping to put that out, too. I'm happy to help any way we can get Polly or Jonathan on to talk about it. But they have, I don't know, hundreds if not thousands of hours of interviews with family members of those who have been vaccine injured through the Vax bus tour. You know, I stopped by and was there. We broadcast live from the bus when they were in Florida at the time. And just amazing people. Trying their level best to reach those who have not yet been injured or damaged by vaccines to prevent it from happening. And, you know, we just need to reach out to the Tommy family and see when we can get them on to talk about when this is released. We have a link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to take you to an article on it, but there's also video previews, the People's Truth trailer. There's an interview with Mike Adams, our buddy, the Health Ranger, on this, and again, good people doing good work to raise the alarm bells. And again, if we can prevent even one child from being injured, it's worth it, because we're individualists here. We're not collectivists, so it's worth it for one of you.
Indeed. And I think as we get closer, I don't think there are any specific dates on this yet, so they're just giving us a heads up that it's coming this year, and they'll be having, you know, like they did last time, they'll have screenings. And give you the opportunity, if you want to host a screening in your area and invite people to come watch it, I believe they're going to be doing that again. So we'll definitely get somebody on as soon as we've got some actual dates and some release options so that we can see this. Looking forward to this. The first one was very, very successful, you know, in spite of the fact. And I think actually as a result of the fact that there were so many people out there trying to keep people from watching it, right? You know, no, you can't watch this. No, we're going to ban this at film festivals and stuff. I think it had the opposite effect that they were hoping for.
Yeah, the best news that could happen is they try to ban Vax 2, and then everybody will learn about it. Exactly.
Exactly.
So Brian Burroughs and Toby Tommy producing Vax 2, apparently. I know Jonathan Polly, but Toby. All right, so let's see. What's the youngest age that you can give sovereign silver to? I'm just looking at that. Oh, yeah, well, the day they're born, if you need to. I'm not saying you need
zero.
To. Zero. Because silver is part of breast milk and colostrum. Normal part of the... You don't need a lot, but anyway. I'll be speaking on silver, and you all know if you're going to come to the Tampa Bay area with me, that'll be the last Saturday, Sunday of July. January. It's one of those J words. January of 2019 in Pasco County. Yeah, PascoVet.com. Check it out. Links are in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Check out Dr. Joel Fuhrman and his Eat to Live retreats as well. Let me know what you think. And we'll be back, if not tomorrow, then the next day. We got a lot of advanced medicine to do, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.